Nadia and Frank show. Yeah, Ron White was part of the Blue Collar Comedians.
Yeah.
I don't think they're doing that touring anymore, right?
Well, I hope so. I hope it's not gone because those guys are hilarious.
Is that Ron White on the phone?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Tater salad.
How are you?
Good. How you doing, man?
I just got kicked off ChristianMingle.com, so not that great.
I think you'll bounce back. It's fine.
What you're going to do unto others right up front. We didn't do it all. The only thing religious that happens when I'm on the computer is when my wife walks in a room and goes, oh, Jesus Christ. What?
We love you, Ron White. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Oh, my
goodness. Ron will be performing at Long Beach Terrace Theater, a little unprofessional tour. Now, this is a tour with the after party is with your wife, right? She's a singer-songwriter, Margot Ray. That's your wife?
My wife is the singer. If you don't know her, she's amazing. She's
on
the radio right now.
Oh, Ron, your wife is unbelievable. And, by the way, Frank, if you haven't seen her, she is stunningly beautiful. Ron White, you're a good-looking guy, don't get me wrong, but my Lord.
She loves tater salad.
She loves her some tater salad.
Yes, she does. Yeah, no, we're actually doing separate shows. She's going to go on at 10 o'clock at the
Federal Bar.
Yeah, Federal Bar.
I don't know the name of it. Oh, the Federal Bar.
Yeah. Right.
On Pine Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be there after my show. So she will probably come out and sing one song at my show, and then we'll go over and watch her.
Now, do you get on stage with her at all, Ron?
Do what?
Do you get on stage with her at all at her show?
You know what? I can't follow her.
Yeah.
Because she's just a 4.5-octave classically trained power singer and a great songwriter, and her band is tight as a gnat's butt. It's just amazing to watch. And if you pull it away and go, here's one guy talking about his penis. really doesn't float that well. So sometimes she'll go on after me and do some stuff, but we like to put her in a different setting so she can just do her own thing.
Ron White's on the phone with us. He'll be performing a little unprofessional tour, which is your own tour. But have you ever? Are you still keeping in touch with the guys from the Blue Collar Comedians?
Yeah, we haven't worked together in 10 years, but we're all still friends. We just everybody's busy doing their own thing.
That's a good thing.
And we might get it together again for charity one time or something, but that'd be about it.
Did you watch Bill Engvall on Dancing with the Stars?
I watched one episode, and then I laughed for 3 weeks. Non-stop, by the way. Non-stop for 3 weeks. I could not get over it. And people ask me if I'm going to do it, and I tell them, and not unless something goes horribly wrong.
Yeah.
And I just end up having to do it. I don't know.
You don't want to spill your scotch.
I mean, better than I thought he would.
Yeah.
The first time I saw him dance on it, I'm like, well, he's better than me. And I've known him for 27 years, never seen him dance one time. I saw him get drunk on tequila one time and ride a floor buffer for a while. Closest I've ever seen him to dance.
Oh, Ron White's on the phone with us. We have an interesting fan base ourselves, and I'm assuming you do too. So I don't know why you would ever offer a fan to win a ride on your private jet and hang out with you for a weekend. Did that work out well for you, or was that person a nutcase?
Well, I'm a nutcase.
Well, yeah.
So you wouldn't even notice another nutcase standing next to me. It'd make them seem pretty normal. Yeah, it works out great. You know, it's kind of fun. It's a trip to Vegas, right? So I live in Montecito, so that's 40 minutes in the plane. That's pretty easy.
That's not so bad, yeah.
Hang out afterwards, get drunk, whatever. And, it's fine.
How many?
One time a year, so.
That's not so bad. How many? You get bottles of scotch a lot, Ron, for Christmas, birthdays, and just gifts in general?
Well, I'm easy to shop for. I get. The people get me scotch. I own a tequila company called Number Juan.
You do?
Oh, I didn't know that. Number One.
Juan, J-U-A-N.
Number Juan.
Number Juan. I got it. I'm such a gringa. Okay.
That'd be a little funny, right?
Number, yeah.
So I drink a tons of that. But, people give me scotch all the time.
Now, do you have your own scotch as well?
No. You got to make that in Scotland. Tequila, you got to make in Mexico. It's just right down there.
Now, where? It's a lot closer.
It's a lot closer.
Where do I want to try Number Juan? Where do I get that?
It'll be at that bar that
the Federal Bar
was performing at this weekend.
Well, hell yeah! Why don't we all go to the Federal Bar, have Number Juan, and watch Margo Ray.
Thank you very much. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Ron White, living the life. I got the jet, I got the scotch, I got the tequila, I got the hot wife who can sing.
Yeah. If this is a private jet. Tater Sal's got a private jet.
Fans bought me that, so don't make fun of it.
No, of course not.
How'd you get the nickname Tater Salad?
Oh, dude.
I don't remember.
I don't
Am I supposed to know this?
It's an 8-minute long joke that I don't remember.
Oh, okay. We'll figure that out later.
All right, we'll look it up. we should probably do that kind of thing before.
I had the right to remain silent, but I didn't have the ability. And the whole Tater Salad story is right in the middle of it.
Okay.
We'll find it.
Go see Ron. He'll be performing a little unprofessional tour at the Long Beach Terrace Theater. That's this Friday at 7:30. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. And then follow him to the after party over there to the Federal Bar to watch singer-songwriter Margo Ray. Tickets for that at MargoRay.com. You can follow Ron on social media. He is a very active guy on social media, at Ron_White. Thank you, man. And next time you're in L.A., you got to come in and hang out with us,
okay? Yeah, we love you.
I'll definitely do it.
We'll have scotch for you.
Thanks for having me on your fine radio program this morning.
Anytime, Ron.